E-Tidings Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rud an seo. I am your host, Richard McSweeney. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath, there are words. A thought came to me. What if I could all in a day, be it all in a night, experience in its absolute fullness that which I would love the most to see, to hear, to scent, to taste, to feel, to think, or to sensue? I imagine that would be marvelous, truly wondrous. And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, he didn't like having the foolish stand in his sight, or even within his hearing. The foolish he considered to be those who, without a thought in the world, had long given over the control and usage of their precious minds to the Druidic tradition, or who, with now no longer finding it fulfilling enough, were en masse abandoning it, and casting their lot instead in with the newest thought deception sweeping the island, namely that which was being proclaimed by the Christians. And he thought to himself, the same could likely happen way in the future, should people be still of such a mindset, and that they would, with no longer finding Christianity fulfilling enough, would en masse abandon it too, and cast their lot instead in with the newest thought deception to sweep the island. Oh, how very right he was. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from As You Like It, Tao Te Ching, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading in continuity from As You Like It. Mistress, you must come away to your father. Were you made the messenger? No, by mine honour, but I was bid to come for you. Where learned you that old fool? Of a certain knight that swore by his honour there were good pancakes, and swore by his honour the mustard was naught. Now I'll stand to it, the pancakes were naught, and the mustard was good, and yet was not the knight forsworn. How prove you that in the great heap of your knowledge? Ay, marry, now unmuzzle your wisdom. Stand you, Beaufort, stroke your chins, and swear by your beards that I am a knave. By our beards? If we had them, thou art. By my knavery, if I had it, then I were. But if you swear by that, that is not. You are not forsworn, no more was this knight swearing by his honour, for he never had any. Or if he had, he had sworn it away before ever he saw those pancakes or that mustard. Pretty, who is it thou meanest? One that old Frederick, your father, loves. My father's love is enough for to honour him. Enough. Speak no more of him. You'll be whipped for taxation one of these days. The more pity that fools may not speak wisely what wise men do foolishly. By my throat, thou sayest true. For since the little wit that fools have was silenced, the little foolery that wise men have makes a great show. Here comes Monsieur Le Beau, with his mouth full of news, which he will put on us as pigeons feed their young. Then shall we be news crammed. All the better, we shall be the more marketable. Bonjour, Monsieur Le Beau, what's the news? Fair princess, you have lost much good sport. Sport of what colour? What colour, madam? How shall I answer you? As wit and fortune will, or as the destinies decree. Well said, that was laid on with a trowel. Nay, if I keep not my rank, thou losest thy old smell. You amaze me, ladies. I would have told you of good wrestling, which you have lost the sight of. You tell us the manner of the wrestling. I will tell you the beginning, and if it please your ladyships, you may see the end, for the best is yet to do, and here, where you are, they are coming to perform it. Well, the beginning that is dead and buried. There comes an old man and his three sons. I could match this beginning with an old tale. These proper young men of excellent growth and presence. With bills on their necks, be it known unto all men by these presents. The eldest of the three wrestled with Charles, the Duke's wrestler, which Charles in a moment threw him and broke three of his ribs, and that there is little hope of life in him. So he served the second, and so the third. Yonder they lie, the poor old man, their father, making such pitiful dole over them that all the beholders take his part with weeping. Alas! But what is the sport, monsieur, that the ladies have lost? Why, this that I speak of. Thus men may grow wiser every day. It is the first time that ever I had breaking of ribs of sport for ladies. Or I promise thee. But is there any else longs to see this broken music in his eyes? Is there yet another dotes upon rib breaking? Shall we see the wrestling, cousin? You must, if you stay here, for here is the place appointed for the wrestling, and they are ready to perform it. Yonder shore they are coming. Let us now stay and see it. Tao Dai Ching, Installment 17. In the highest antiquity, people only knew that there were rulers. Next were those they loved and praised. Then there were those they feared. And finally, there were those they despised. Thus it was, when the ruler was deficient in the Tao fate, that his people insured him with want of fate. How irresolute are those who appreciate reticence! Although the work was completed and the undertaking successful, all the people would say, "It happened to us naturally." This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. Notary Star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Humaculata Vera, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" And a sage was talking away to himself. "Your words are all a waste of breath, if they are not written down, for in no time at all will they be forgotten. For people don't listen to hold on to words to remember them, but rather them to forget. With them being forgotten, your thoughts will no longer be known. Wrote I my thoughts, all I did, and they filled several volumes, and then of a day, but then of a day, the battle cries were heard, and my dwelling was levelled, all my manuscripts totally destroyed. All originals were there, no copies of them having ever been made. Now neither my words nor my thoughts remain. Going, I am insane. What am I to do? Leave from this hollow and go stroll the length and breadth of the island. What would be the good in doing that? First, leave from this hollow and go stroll the length and breadth of the island, and you will be given to know now what you do not know." For 9 years did he stroll, and nothing at all was he given to know concerning his story just told. Then of a June dawn, he was about to give himself up to the world of the invisible, when he heard a bird singing in a tree a little ways over from him. And with greatly liking this singing, he went and sat there beneath the tree, to listen all the more contentedly. But no sooner had he sat down, than the bird stopped the singing and flew away, her job seemingly done. And he felt all the more sad, and he was about to tear and tear overbrim his eyes away, when he heard the sound of a breeze coming through, and carrying on along with it the fragrances of flowers, bushes, and trees, and upon it there were words. Those words he recognized right away to have been his own. His own words both spoken and written way back in seasons of his yesterdays. And he did take to listening to his words all anew, loving them now ever the more than he knew. Without ceasing had that word-bearing breeze flown there to him and about him for a fortnight and a day. passing on and on upon its messaging way, ever to be heard by those with listening ears, in the morrows of myriad years. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when but living in your own realm and time, will you inwardly, outwardly, widely, deeply and highly be with your thoughts, your intentions, them keeping in silence or to words giving, leaving words as words alone remaining to be, or them into action putting? Therefore will you yourself be instructing. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticCloseTranscripts.com. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.